Catherine Mansfield, Marriage à la Mode, narrated by Hiral Vasani. On his way to the station, William remembered with a fresh pang of disappointment that he was taking nothing down to the kiddies. Poor little chaps. It was hard lines on them. Their first words always were as they ran to greet him, "What have you got for me, Daddy?" And he had nothing. He would have to buy them some sweets at the station, but that was what he had done for the past four Saturdays. Their faces had fallen last time when they saw the same old boxes produced again. And Paddy had said, "I had red ribbing on mine before." And Johnny had said, "It's always pink on mine. I hate pink." But what was William to do? The affair wasn't so easily settled. In the old days, of course, he would have taken a taxi off to a decent toy shop and chosen them something in 5 minutes. But nowadays, they had Russian toys, French toys, Serbian toys, toys from God knows where. It was over a year since Isabel had scrapped the old donkeys and engines and so on because they were so dreadfully sentimental and so appallingly bad for the